This year's National Farmers' Day will be celebrated at Nsaba in the Agona East District of the Central Region on the 2nd of December. All research institutions in the country are expected to make public their findings on how to increase productivity in the agricultural sector at the event. This is part of government's determination to use modern technology to boost food and livestock production. Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, said this at the launch of this year's Farmers' Day and Sponsors' Dinner in Accra. George Asekere reports.
This year's Farmers' Day will be the 27th since the institution of the National Farmers' Day. It has the theme Grow More Food, Research for Sustainable Agriculture Development. The Minister of Food and Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, said the process for selecting award winners remains transparent at all the levels. He commended sponsors of the program for their continuous support. Chairman of this year's Farmers' Day Planning Committee and Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture in charge of fisheries, Ni Amasana Mwale, commended farmers and fishermen for their contribution to national development.
The National Farmers' Day is one of the most important events on the national calendar and is celebrated on the third Friday of December each year. Indeed, putting such a day aside to honor and recognize the nation's industrial farmers and fishers for their contribution to national development, it is hoped that by encouraging the stakeholders in the agriculture sector and the people of Ghana to establish research and development as a pivotal support to the main value chain activities, the National Farmers' Day celebration has come a long way due to the hard work and dedication of men and women behind the scenes who enforce sound criteria in the selection of the award winners in the various categories. Government, through the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, has put in place numerous strategic interventions to accelerate agriculture development in this country. Some of these interventions notably include fertilizer subsidy program, youth in agriculture program, block farm program, and buffer stock program. All these programs are yielding positive returns to the agriculture sector.
The managing director of Stanbic Bank, Alhassan Andani, called on government to pay special attention to the livestock sector to avoid the continued importation of meat. The president of the National Farmers and Fishermen Award Winners Association of Ghana, Philip Abayore, said a fair will soon be organized to seek input from experts on how to practically make agriculture attractive to the youth. The Agricultural Development Bank, ADB, pledged to sponsor this year's Best Farmer with a 3-bedroom house. Other sponsors include Stanbic Bank and the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. George Asekere, Radio Ghana, Accra.